Hello, mate, it's Andrew at MMA Legal. I'm dealing with your case for you against the Scottish redress system. You know, regarding the abuse that you suffered. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
No problem. Oh, good lad. Have you got 5 minutes so I can just confirm all the details that we have for you?
On you go, mate. I've got an appointment with my doctor at 3, but on you go.
Thanks, man. I'm literally going to take me no longer than 5 minutes, okay? It's only to let you know, I've sent you a message on your WhatsApp as well.
Right.
On your WhatsApp on your phone, there's a message.
I don't know, I don't really.
I
don't really go on WhatsApp.
Don't worry, if you do, I'll send you a message on a normal message on your text. You've got my direct number. It's okay,
right.
It's not a problem.
All right.
Can I just got to confirm a few basic details with you, and then I can go ahead and get this submitted. Now, what I will do is I'll let you know that I'm going to be your personal case handler all the way through. If you ever need anything, you just need to call me, right? And I can
all right. And is this your name, Andrew?
Andrew Jones.
All right.
I'm going to send it to you on a message anyway.
All right, man.
I've got Nicholas McJory, date of birth, 28th of the 10th, 1966.
Yeah.
And then it's flat 1/2, 820, Govan Road, G513UP.
Yeah.
Nice. Email nicholasmcjory269@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You're under Dr. Simpson at the Govan Health Centre.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Nicholas McJury was your dad and Martha McJury was your mum.
Yeah.
Perfect. Your old childhood address prior to going in care. I've got that as 19 Burndyke Court.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it says here you were placed in care roughly around December 1982. Is that right?
Yeah, that was my son. I mean, I was in children's homes and that before that, but they put me in the detention centre when I was only 15. That was the first spell of imprisonment.
Okay. So you was in children's homes in before 1982, and did you suffer abuse at that time as well, or not?
No. It all started when I went to the detention centre.
No worries, mate. No worries at all.
I mean, obviously...
What's
that?
Go on, sorry, mate. I caught you up.
Yeah. No, what I'm going to say...
What was you saying?
I was just saying I got sexually abused with a guy between the ages of 9 and 11, but I never ever got him arrested. But that's no of the abuse claims I've made with you guys. That's another story, you know what I mean? This is the Scottish... This is a prison system I'm talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. And then it says here that you went in to care for misbehaving, but you were only 15 and they sent you to an adult prison.
Not an adult prison, it was detention centre, but you're not meant to go there when you're 15.
No. Why did that happen? Was there a mix-up with the date of birth, or?
Yes, in the court, they made a mistake with my date of birth, and I tried to tell everybody, maybe listen.
Goodness me. I've got your statement here, okay?
Yeah.
So, from what I've seen, you've got a really, really strong case, all right?
If you ask me, I don't even need to look at a diary or a bit of paper. You know, I can give you the dates, names, times. You know what I mean? I know exactly. It will never leave me to the day I die.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
You know?
And honestly, I'm gonna send you over. It will be on WhatsApp, but I'm gonna send you over a copy of what you've told us already. I just want you to read through it in your own time and make sure there isn't anything that was missed. Okay?
No, I don't have to. You've not missed anything. Everything you've got is okay. I'm okay with that.
Beautiful. That's not a problem then. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go away and get the sales submitted for you, okay?
Thanks
a lot. I'm going to send you a message on your phone, and I'm going to give you an update every 4 weeks.
That's amazing.
So if you need anything in the meantime, just call me.
What do you mean if I need anything?
I don't know, let's just say you remember something. You know what I mean, that you've not told us. Let's just say you just want an update. You can call me at any time.
Thanks, Andrew. I've got to go, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.